na chai tana prabhon sana jaya chaita godana shiva sadhi
is a class given by His Holiness Jayapataka Swami Maharaj on July 25th, 1981 in Bangalore, India.
Just said, gives us the instruction, the dharma, it's not something dry, not simply a dead ritual, not a empty tradition, nor a concocted mythology. The dharma is such a thing that by practicing properly one develops a positive attraction, an affinity, a taste, an appreciation, an ecstasy for hearing about the glories of the Lord, chanting the glories of the Lord, serving the Lord. Natpadayat yati ratin. If one is practicing their religious principles very strictly and properly, but at the bottom line or at the ultimate review, if it becomes evident that one has not developed such a spontaneous attraction, such a devotion, such a taste, an actual taste or appreciation, then it says, srama evi kevalam. That means so much effort simply went. The only fruit for that is the effort itself. So this science of Krishna consciousness is a science where one is guaranteed to develop a taste in spiritual life. Vasudeva Bhagavati Bhakti Yoga Prayojito Janayadhyas Vairagam Gyanav Yatatahitukam. Not only a taste, but Vairagam Gyanam, renunciation, Viruktivab, and also Gyanam, knowledge, Ahitukam, coming spontaneously, automatically from the heart. Even if someone comes for a short time, begins chanting, counting the rounds, chanting with the devotees, practicing the principles of Krishna consciousness, within a very short time one can feel a change. One can feel a new interest and a new attraction. This is the proof. In a simple example, if one has jaundice, nowadays in Bangalore there are some jaundice epidemics. One symptom of jaundice is that if you taste sugar, it will not taste sweet. One, does that mean that sugar has lost its sweet taste? If a jaundice person is tasting sugar and it is tasting bitter, does that mean the sugar has now become bitter? No. That person's taste has become diseased. He is no longer able to perceive things as they are. So even the sweet thing like sugar is tasting to that jaundiced person to be a sour thing or a bitter thing. So in Ayurvedic chikitsa, one of the cures for jaundice is itself sugar candy or misri. One is recommended to take sugar candy, sucking on it, and that will help the liver to be cured. as the person is being cured, gradually the sweet taste of the sugar is coming through. When he is fully cured, at that time, sugar tastes very sweet, as it should, as it is. So the example is this. Krishna, his message, his service, are all very sweet. Sweeter than honey. Madurang madurang. Vapuvasya vibho. Madurang madurang. Madughandasmitu. Everything, his smile, his face, his whole form, they're all madurang, sweeter than sweet. Sweeter than honey. But in our disease condition, we are thinking that sugar is not sweet. We are thinking that this name of Krishna, message of Krishna, service of Krishna is not very pleasant, is not very attractive. This is only because we are diseased. But if one regularly takes the cure for jaundice is sugar. Cure for Krishna's lack of appreciation of Krishna. Can they just close the door and not come out? Is to chant Krishna, hear Krishna, serve Krishna. This is the cure. And when one is chanting and becomes very eager, I want to come to see the temple, to associate with the devotees. Then sometimes other family members, they are obstructing. Why do you want to go there? Other friends, they are obstructing. Why do you want to go there? What do you find so wonderful there? No, no, but it's very peaceful, it's very nice, I find some wonderful atmosphere. They cannot understand because they are in a disease condition to that extent. Unless they also take the cure, they won't be able to appreciate. If you're in a whole city of jaundiced people, everyone will say sugar is bitter. If a healthy person goes there and says sugar is very sweet, they'll all say you are crazy. You don't know what you're talking about. We can taste it, it's bitter. So the whole world has lost their attraction for chanting and hearing the name of Krishna due to being in Maya for so long. Only a very few people are there who are spiritually attracted to this. But it is very contagious. So this Krishna conscious movement is for spreading this particular type of epidemic. The epidemic of appreciation of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Once one develops a taste for Krishna, then she becomes fully satisfied. Because Krishna is always available through his holy name. Some people are very addicted to smoking. And when the cigarette supply runs out, their 20 or 10 pack is empty. Then they become very nervous to get one more. Because it may not be just available. They have to search and borrow and beg. But the devotee, whether you put the devotee in the jail or whether he's so-called free, Krishna for him is always available. Simply by chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. So this chanting, as our Swamiyar has mentioned, is of three levels. Offensive, clearing, and pure. Offenseless, shall we say. In the beginning, our chanting has some quantity of offenses. Still we should chant. Still we should chant. Offensive chanting is better than no chanting. Then as we start to reduce the number of offenses, that means we become a clearing, cleansing stage. When more or less we are free from offenses, that is the offenseless stage. in the offenseless state, in the clearing stage, off and on one is getting some appreciation of Krishna. In the offensive stage, hardly one gets a very deep appreciation. Sometimes might get little taste. But in the clearing stage, off and on is getting. But in the offenseless stage, one is all the time getting a perception of Krishna's nectar, Krishna's presence in that holy name. So everyone should try to advance themselves to chanting. And from the chanting, from the offensive stage to the offenseless stage, to get the maximum realization of the nectar of devotion. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told Rupa Goswami, para para sunno gobir bhakti rasa sindhu tumai chikaite ami kuhi akha bindu. That the ocean of nectar of devotion is so wide, is so deep, that there's no limit. One cannot find the limit of the width and the depth of that ocean. But Lord Chaitanya has said, simply I'm giving you one drop. By this one drop, you can get an appreciation what is the whole ocean like. It is not possible for me to explain or to give the whole ocean. But this one drop, you will find it far exceeding and excelling any experience you've had in your whole life. So that one drop of nectar, we can get by chanting. And gradually we can realize the whole ocean of nectar. So today, some individuals have chanted, have already started to taste nectar and have decided to make a permanent commitment because they want to be tied to the lotus feet of Krishna. You see, we are wandering in this material world. Who is our protector? Baby falls sick, mother and father call the doctor. Doctor says, I don't know what to do. They call another doctor, they call the specialist. Specialist says, no hope. Then, who will save? Mother and father can only call doctor, give some medicine, give some affection. But ultimate, even the best doctor can give no guarantee. If he could give a guarantee, then all the crorepatis and millionaires of this world, they would never die. They would just have very good doctors surrounding them, and they would be able to live forever. Just like in Bengal, there was one famous cinema star, Uttam Kumar. 1 year ago, he left his body. He had the best doctor of Calcutta. But in spite of having the best doctor, he grabbed onto the doctor's hand at the time of his death, and he said, doctor, doctor, save me, I want to live, I want to live. And at that moment, he died. So what could the doctor do? Our Guru Maharaj Srila Prabhupada, he has explained that when he was in Allahabad, one of his friends was a great industrialist. And he went to visit him in the hospital because he heard he was very sick. At that time the doctor told him that you have maybe 1 month or a few weeks to live, few days maybe, maximum. There's no hope. Your organs are finished. So he grabbed onto the doctor's hand and he said, doctor, doctor, you just give me one more year. This year I've opened a new factory. In 1 year I'll double my capital and I'll make 5 lakhs in addition. So you give me one more year. This is my only request. So is it within the power of the doctor to give one more year or to give one more minute than the allotted time? What do you think? So actually we are helpless in this world. We may surround ourselves with insurance policy, with so many doctors, with so many things. But ultimately, there is no 100% protection. But the devotee being tied to the lotus feet of Krishna, some people say, you're giving up your freedom. They're actually achieving their real freedom. They have the real protection. Because their future is guaranteed. And everyone else's future is unknown. Unknown and unestablished. What will be their result of their life? And the next life. This is also a very serious obligation. Once one is tied to Krishna's lotus feet, then one has to act just as devotee of Krishna should act. Not just that one should not cause disgrace to the family, so to speak, but more so that one should not do something which will be unpleasant to Krishna, and something which is harmful to one's own spiritual development. Our rules are most simplistic. They are simply, don't do those things which are not good for you. What the rules are, you will hear. But the basic purport, whatever is forbidden or regulated, is basically what is only not good for you anyway. Rule, don't take any intoxication. Why? Intoxication is bad for health, bad for mentality. So like this, there are some rules. But these rules are simply common sense. Due to Kali Yuga, we have lost our common sense. We have become habituated to doing things which are bad for our health, bad for our mentality. Therefore, they're also bad for our spiritual development. When we achieve real spiritual realization and happiness, the yatma supraseedati, then the soul, the atma becomes completely satisfied. Atma means not only the soul, not only the jivatma, also mind, also body. Everything becomes fully satisfied. So we are taking an obligation to serve Krishna through his representative spiritual master. The devotee, actually being freed from karma, can wander over the whole universe. Is free from all the conditioning. An ordinary person, he cannot go here and there. He cannot do what he wants. Because he's always bound by so many considerations, friend, family, society, attachments, sense gratification. But devotee's only attachment is Krishna, spiritual master, the other devotees. So for Krishna, he can do anything and go anywhere. Because he knows sooner or later Krishna will call. And I have to leave this body. And so I should prepare myself now for that call, which may come at any moment. Prahlad Maharaj told his students, friends, you should all chant Hare Krishna. They said, no, now we're going to play and study. We have no time for chanting. We are only kids. He told them, what are you speaking? Nonsense. You should just listen for a second. You don't know how dangerous the position you are in. You are wasting so much valuable time. How much time do you have? Have you ever thought? Half your life you're wasting sleeping. First 10 years of life you're wasting simply playing around with no sense. Next 10 years only studies and more play and sports. Then 20 till 50 running after women and men, or even more, a few years you can add, family affairs, marrying doctor, granddaughter, so on and so forth. Then last 20 years, health is not good, eyesight goes bad, teeth fall out, no hearing. Bad digestion, weak, rheumatism, arthritis, nothing feels good. So where is the time? Athata brahma jigyasa kumaram acharpagye. Now even from the Kumar age, from the very childhood, you should start to chant Hare Krishna, you should begin. Because if you go on saying later, it will never happen. Life is very short. So today is a very happy occasion because initiation means the beginning of a new life, spiritual life. Up to the point of initiation is simply practice. And when one takes initiation, that means just as the obligation is there to serve Guru and Krishna, Krishna's obligation is there, he's also giving his shelter as long as one follows those instructions. one does not get affected by any karmas. Krishna gives the protection to such devotees, to his yoga maya. So that means that practically speaking, one is already liberated. Simply like a green mango, if you leave it long enough, it'll turn ripe. Already, liberation seed is there, simply watering go on, and very soon it will fructify and the fruits will come forward. So this is a very joyous occasion. In this movement, we always recommend people should chant for at least about 6 months or more, because many people come up and say, give me initiation. You first of all, you try what is our process. You see for yourself, not simply on some sentiment, give me initiation. You practice, if you feel yourself you are making the advancement, you have the faith based on real realization knowledge, then you accept. Why should we bluff you? And people after chanting, their faith grows more and more. What is the use if someone takes initiation and doesn't practice? Practice is essential. One must have doctor and must take the medicine given by doctor, eat the diet recommended by doctor, and do the type of treatment that's given by the doctor. So our medicine is chanting Hare Krishna and dancing. Our diet is Krishna prasadam feasting. And the treatment is association with devotees, serving the Lord. So what is difficult? Singing, dancing and feasting? Not very difficult. But in Kali Yuga, this is the only recommended yajna. Kalotha Dharikirtanat. And it works so quickly, anyone can find out. It's an open secret. Come on. So when one is determined, I will complete this human life and reach the supreme destination. See, one is working so hard, going to school, getting degree, going to college, getting degree, diploma, everything. That's on one side for this life. Simultaneously, what about the next life? What about our eternal life? Both the present day studies and the spiritual cultivation must go on if one wants to successfully utilize this human birth. So that is why this Krishna conscious movement is so successful all over the world. So we are also sure that here in Bangalore, in South India, Kerala, Tamil Nadu, where the people are already devotional minded, habituated to temple worship and other processes of spiritual practice, that if they chant within a few days and weeks, they will be able to perceive the ocean of nectar. This chanting bridges what would ordinarily take lives and lives to obtain. One can achieve in a few days, in a few minutes. That is how powerful is this chanting. Gita also mentions, Jagyanam, Japo, Jagyosmi. Of all forms of sacrifice, Japa, chanting the holy names of the Lord is the topmost. So today two people are receiving Harinam initiation, and some others are also receiving Gayatri Mantra. This Gayatri Mantra can only be chanted after one has successfully chanted Hare Krishna for some period of time. Chanting Gayatri does not mean that this is the beginning, the end of spiritual, this is also the beginning. One has to regularly chant, and this will help one to further transcend the mind and reach the purely spiritual platform. So may everyone partake of the remnants of the sacrifices today, the ashes which are left, and the Mahaprasad which will be distributed. This is very purifying. May everyone take this purification and thus be able to advance further and further on the path of perfection. Thank you very much. His families, husband, wife, father, son, mother, son, father, daughter, whole family. No need to break up the family. Let the whole family be Krishna conscious.